Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
And we'd like to welcome you to The Educated Investor. Happy Monday to everyone. Hope everyone had a great, great Easter weekend. And we are glad to bring you this show each week. You can check out the website, cishonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number, 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome David Cishon. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine. Scott, nice to be with you. Hey. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Man, I tell you, absolutely gorgeous, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Beautiful.
If you could bottle that up, that would be the few days you'd want to bottle up for sure.
Oh, absolutely, Scott.
It was good. But, hey, our Rockies need some help. Dodgers are a little strong.
pretty evident with the key to that game is you got to have some guys that can pitch. And they got a little pitching. Of course, they didn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like they've got a ways to go, not only in the bullpen, but with the bats.
Yes, sir.
And that'll probably the bats will probably come around because they got some decent
sure.
ball players.
Sure. No, they do. Yeah, absolutely.
They might have to score 10 or 12 runs.
Yeah, we might need three touchdowns, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, we want to help you with every show in some way in helping you with your estate and retirement planning. And today we're kind of going to talk about estate planning, and that is one of the five areas that we've always talked about over the last few years with David of financial planning, and that is estate planning. So, David, I guess first of all, when you sit down with people and kind of talk about, you know, this whole idea of their retirement plan, do most people have an idea that estate planning plays such a huge role?
Yeah, well, they have an idea.
Okay.
They've heard the term,
right.
and most estate planners will tell you that mistakes and oversights really occur very, very frequently, and it's regardless of whether the client or the prospect has $1 billion or a few hundred thousand dollars, and it's a shame because. A lot of people either don't have a plan
mm-hmm.
or they have a plan that they thought they put together years ago, stuck it in the drawer, never looked at it again.
Right.
So, you know, there's some essentials that we always look at when people come in because, again, there's some key features here in estate planning that we always look at. And we'll talk about these, but like education and communication is one, and
mm-hmm.
and anticipating family conflicts, which never happen, is another. even understanding the basics of the plan, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know that the people that will come in, like I said, you know they understand that they need to have something, and some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really know all the different elements. For example, you know, a basic will, you know, so that the state doesn't mandate who your assets go to. You do. And then there's the opportunity, if you need it, to have a living trust that we'll talk about and certain powers of attorney so that if you have a financial, you know, consideration and you can't make the decision, you appointed somebody that can make that decision for you, and also a power of attorney or advanced medical directive so that people can act in your benefit if you're incapable because of whatever reason.
Right.
So, you know, you have to have these things, and one of the major reasons plans that people have aren't successful is really that the next generation, maybe their kids or whoever they're leaving it to, really aren't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we see many times where I'll ask older clients that have them, well, how did you communicate to your kids or beneficiaries what your estate plan says, how much assets you have. And rarely is that accomplished.
Right.
You know, they don't. And all of a sudden, the beneficiary, something happens. The parents die, one or the other first and then the second, and the kids get this money. And they don't have a clue. All they see is cash. They don't know any of the where-for-alls as to how the parents really put it together, how they invested it, what they like to do, and they have this will that just gives them the opportunity to, here it is, cash it out and take the money. And many, many times they are lost in continuing these assets to really benefit them. They end up spending or losing this money to bad investments or scams. And of course, you know, education is a critical element here, and we make recommendations to people that they should be doing this over a period of time, not a 1 hour some day of the life of these kids, but over a period of time of maybe once a year, reviewing with them how you put your assets together, what you'd like to see done with them, how you're going to receive them. Are you going to receive them in cash or property? You know, but again, having a conversation so it's not such a shock if something happens.
Right.
And making sure that these documents are up to date.
And I'm sure you've heard, you know, way more stories than I have, but I can't tell you, just over the years, you know, we've been doing radio and just different things. And I mean, I actually had a young man call me one time, and I mean, just a horrific story, but his dad had committed suicide, and he called into our helpline saying, you know, he told me he had a will, but I don't know where to go to find it, you know? I mean, it was just
right.
A horrible deal. So, like I say, that communication has got to be there, especially with people involved in your immediate family and maybe those you've designated for different duties, right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, some of those people that you originally designated may not even be around. Who knows?
Yeah. True.
Could be of a death or they moved out of the area. Any number of things. There was divorce and so forth. So meetings and communicating is a very good thing to do. And if they, meaning the parents or the people with the will or the trust, if they're uncomfortable in discussing these kinds of things, then, you know, bring in their financial advisor, have them, you know, communicate, do reviews on the estate from time to time, but to communicate with the kids or the heirs so they understand what the intentions are and how to manage those intentions, you know, in the best interest of all parties.
Right.
Because the bottom line is, if you don't, Uncle Sam is going to get more. And what I mean by Uncle Sam, either the federal government or the state government will get more of these assets than they should.
Right. And I'm sure, you know, most people that you deal with, you know, they probably have some type of will or whatever. But I've seen so many times where people just say, oh, you know, my wife will take care of things in the financial world, or, you know, she can just take care of the accounts. But many people don't realize if you're not on those accounts – designated in some way, you can't get into those accounts, right?
Oh, absolutely. Correct. You know, and many times I've seen this situation where they have a safe deposit box at a bank, and the bank hears that someone passed away, they lock that drawer. And if someone wants to get it and they're not on the account, forget it.
Wow.
It's got to go through probate and the mess that exists with that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, communications, like you said, the will is something that's there. And yet you read, I was just reading over the weekend, there was a, you know, that great singer, Prince.
Oh, sure.
Right? He didn't have a will.
Didn't have a will.
Didn't have a will. Didn't name an executor. Didn't name anybody. And it is going to be a very, 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 very expensive mess to clean up. That's just one of many. You know, and I see this happening more frequently than you can imagine. It's just not these big name people and very important, prominent people. We've had our fair share here in Colorado, quite honestly.
Yes.
But but it's the average person or the person that needs to have the documents in place and doesn't have a current, for example, power of attorney or a current living will, which is your right to die.
Right.
It's outdated. And will it work? Of course it'll work, but it could get very, very expensive, which is why most people go after and get an attorney to handle this stuff, and it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it is. And consequently, these assets can be dissipated because not taken care of, getting it up to date, looking at these documents every 2, 3, 4 years, depending on what your attorney or estate planning attorney recommends. We typically recommend a review if there's a major law change, just to give your attorney a call, or at the very least, every 3, 4, 5 years, sit down and do a review. Or certainly if there's a change in your will of people that you have in there that you don't want in there or can't be in there anymore.
Sure. And, you know, this is something, too, that a lot of people, you know, tend to put off a lot because, number one, who wants to think about it, you know, the end of life and all. But, you know, like you said, boy, the communication with other family members and all, and, boy, if anything we've learned over these last, you know, 12 to 15 months is, boy, life is uncertain, health is uncertain, and I can't tell you how many, you know, just people I know and different stories I read, how someone became incapacitated very quickly and very unexpectedly, and then you can't sit down and go through this stuff. So now you're in a mess, putting it off.
Yeah, and if they are really in bad shape, like all these people that ended up, you know, passing on, unfortunately, you know, maybe they didn't have but an old will or none at all, and, of course, they aren't capable of signing one on their deathbed. If they're incompetent or aren't conscious, and if they don't have powers of attorney in place, then their kids, whomever, can't do it either. So, and we see this all often, and of course, one of the other aspects that we see a lot is anticipating family conflicts. Now, I know you. There's never a conflict.
Yeah.
People pass on. But boy, I tell you, these conflicts can be very, very problematic. And the thing that I initially hear from people when I ask them, my kids are perfect. They get along pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say that. And they'll say, you know, heck, the kids will work it out. We don't have to worry about it. Well, personalities change over time, and whether it's different personalities or philosophies, jointly inherited property or people that are involved can be very, very disruptive and very embarrassing
right.
to the balance of the family members.
Sure.
So,
I real quick, I had a friend of mine once, I believe it was his. Let's see here. It was his father that had died, and. His recent ex-wife, I say recent, had been divorced 4 or 5 years. She went to the house of where he lived during the funeral, knowing everyone was going to be at the funeral, and took all the stuff she wanted out of the house during the funeral. So, like you say, situations change things, and money changes people sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And so it's something that needs to be addressed and resolved. Which is why, you know, some people, and we'll kind of talk about this a little later, but some people choose to have, you could call it a family trust. It's really called a revocable trust because you can always change the documents. But they'll have a trust, and they'll have everything in writing in that trust so that, you know, the kids just pick it out, whoever's the co-trustee or surviving trustee, or executor, or whatever it might be, reads it and it's there. It's black and white. Mom or dad said this, this, and this. There's nothing for the kids to argue over. They may not be happy, but that's it. And it's so much easier than just saying, oh, well, the kids will handle it.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't work well.
Absolutely.
So that is a huge concern there.
Now, you mentioned making gifts earlier.
Yeah.
There's a proper way to do that, right?
Well, there is. It depends on the type of gift that you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give them cash over time? Do you want to give them real estate? And again, there are tax reasons for doing certain things and how to do them so that they get the benefit of those events. And I think that most people, if they are going to make gifts, if they're fortunate enough to have the, wear-for-alls to make substantial gifts, and I don't mean gifts like throwing in a couple $100 on their birthday to their retirement, to their college education fund or those kinds of things. I mean, you know, substantial amounts of monies, what's going to be the best way of making those gifts and making those gifts in the manner that they'll treat those gifts as you want them to be treated for their benefit or their grandkids' benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you sit down with people, this is one thing I think that's great about the way that you do business. You have contacts with all the folks, you know, from tax folks to, you know, estate planning and all that. Mm-hmm. So someone doesn't have to go to someone else. And while they're certainly welcome to, I like it because I think all the people that you work with know what you expect and know what people need as well.
Right, right. And we kind of act, if you will, as a hub on a wheel. We pull in the different resources that we want to use if the client or the prospects wants that. You know, if a person has an attorney that they really like and want to use, that's fine with me as long as he's open to communications and we can address certain areas, that's fine. Obviously, when we're talking estate planning, I prefer to be using an estate planning attorney.
Right.
Not someone that chases ambulances and other things, but someone who really understands estate planning and the tools that can be used from the smallest client to the largest client, and they specialize in that area. Many people think, I'll just get a will and stick it in a drawer and be done. Well, mm-hmm. You know, the laws change, things happen, and you need somebody. You can also get these wills online where you order them or powers of attorney. And some people, I've seen people come in, they have that, and they think that's good because it costs them next to nothing. But if something goes wrong, who do you sue? Do you mm-hmm. sue yourself?
Well, I mean, it'd be just like trying to do an estate financial plan off of some just fill in the blanks. I mean, no situation is for everybody. So there's going to be questions that are just not fill in the blank easy, right?
That is so correct. And you want people that, you know, are paid a reasonable amount of money so that if there is a mistake, you have recourse. They all have errors and omissions. Not that you want to use that. But it's still there. They're professionals. They specialize. They can keep you abreast and keep you in line. And again, understanding the basics of your own plan is critical. You don't have to be your own attorney mm-hmm. or understand all the legalese, but you've got to have it organized, simplified, and you have to understand the basics. There's been different surveys done. There's a magazine out there, Private Wealth, and they do these surveys from time to time. And what was interesting was 70% of the estate planners that they talked with believe that most of their clients don't really understand their estate plan. And it's true.
Wow.
I'll ask what this clause means in their will or what this clause means in their trust. Very simple, straight, they have no clue. So people need to have a list of goals that they're trying to do in this estate plan, whatever it is. Just know what they're trying to accomplish, and then have the ability to understand from the person that you're working with the basics. You don't have to understand every single little thing, but understand the basic. And because quite honestly, when people do have wills, and if the attorney discusses it before they sign or trust, they may understand it then, but, you know, 6 months or 6 years from now, they're going to lose some of that knowledge.
Sure. David C. Shawn is with us. You're listening to The Educated Investor. Their number, 720-482-1917. It is cshawnfinancialservices.com is the website. Again, that's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. Free consultation, again, 720-482-1917. Now, another little area in our notes here I wanted to touch on, too, when you talk about a business succession. So if someone has a business, I can't imagine the nightmare that may present for the family if nothing was in writing of what to do, how to handle it when there's a business involved.
Well, that's exactly true. You know, we see a lot of folks come in, they have small businesses or medium-sized businesses, but they don't really have a succession plan. And that's one of the major reasons why few businesses survive the second generation of owners. They end up with a business that might be successful, and now what do you do with it? You got to be able to run it. Who's going to really own it? Or is it a combination? Well, if someone doesn't know anything about your business, how are they going to run it?
Sure.
You know, people need to have a roadmap. Whether it's in your estate, so your executive knows, or in your business, so whoever is there, you know, they know, you know, that they know.
Right.
And how to handle this, you know?
Right.
Whether it's to be sold or run, you know, it's guesstimated that a successful succession plan usually takes about 5 years to really put in place so that everybody who's involved knows what is going to happen.
Yes, sir. Makes sense.
You know, and it should make sense, and yet very, very few people do it because, you know, it's the shoemaker's shoes. You know, he's busy taking care of everybody else's and forgets that he's got holes in his.
Absolutely. Now, when you talk about, you know, leaving, maybe most people think of leaving your kids cash and money, and that's what their goal is, to take care of their kids, but do you normally recommend that you don't just leave them cash that they can just get to, that they put it in some kind of trust?
Well, you know, that's a good thing. It all depends on the people that are involved, the beneficiary, the kids themselves. If there's a question as to whether they can handle it properly according to your wishes or your thoughts about their ability to handle money, or if they've been involved with marrying people that have turned out to be not the wisest of judgments, you might consider, let's have it in the trust and let's make provisions so they can access it, but not to the extent that they can destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And or allow those assets to go outside the family. You know, divorces happen, and if it's just a will, anybody can contend that will. So a spouse that's divorced, ex-spouse, or even adopted kids or kids themselves, if they don't like what they hear, they can go after that will.
Right.
A properly drafted trust, most good estate planning attorneys will tell you that they can do it in a manner that those things can be avoided and the assets will stay where they rightfully belong.
Now, when you talk about going over these again, just for those that were maybe didn't catch that, if they feel like they have, you know, some type of estate plan, they should look that over how often again?
Well, it all depends. We recommend any time there's a major law change or a major change in their lives or the lives of people that are associated with the documents, that's a time to review certainly anywhere from 3, 4, 5 years just to review, because again, we forget most things in 90 days.
Right.
So, you know, and again, I think we're going to see different things coming out of Congress that is going to be attacking our monies to some degree, and not necessarily all in a negative manner, but still attacking, mm-hmm. because they got to fund, we got to pay for all of these tools, monies that are going into the economy and into the infrastructure, perhaps. Somebody's got to pay for them.
Sure.
And so it's easy to make laws. I mean, I read one that's they're contemplating of reducing the federal estate tax exemption. You know, we each have 3 or 4 million exemptions, so that we can pass those assets on to people and not pay any federal estate tax, which is quite a large percentage, somewhere around 45% of that to the federal government. They're thinking of reducing that, and there's an article I read just the other day, back to 1 million. So you go from 11 million to 1 million.
Oh, my.
Well, yeah. That could affect a lot of people that never thought they would be affected. Having a small business and a house and so forth, and pretty soon, poop, you're over that million.
Hmm.
So, you know, we've got to be aware, and that's why I say from time to time, it's not stick it in the drawer and forget about it, because that costs people tremendous amounts of monies.
Absolutely. Once again, it is David C. Sean. It is CSeanFinancialServices.com. Their number is 720-482-1917. And, hey, look, we've all had a lot of time to think about all the things in the future. Maybe you've got a plan, but give David a call and get that second opinion. It is absolutely free of charge for that initial consult. All you have to do is call 720-482-1917. So, David, great information once again, sir, and we'll look forward to our visit next week.
You betcha, Scott. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir, and you as well. You've been listening to Educated Investor with David C. Sean of the Householder Group. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us today from Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. I was just talking with our previous guest, David C. Sean. Man, what a beautiful last few days we've had, and today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. I know. Absolutely. Have a little bit of cabin fever today.
Yes, sir. I imagine for sure. Well, again, each week we bring you this show. I should say Integrated Health Systems brings you this show. We call it Your Health Matters, and we just get into a lot of different health topics that Dr. Stedman and his team can help you with there, and hope that you will just join us each week because you will learn a lot of different things about what they offer at Integrated Health Systems. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about detox diets and detoxing and all that. So the first question that came up a little bit when I was talking to some folks around here today, they said, is that a cleanse? Is that the same thing? So detox versus cleanse, or is that the same thing?
Ooh, that's a good question coming out of the gate. You know, a lot of times that's a great question because a lot of people do kind of put those two together. And sometimes they think as cleanse as, you know, going to the bathroom all day, every day. You know, you kind of hear these, like, sure. Even patients are like, does that mean I have to go to the bathroom 5 times a day? I'm like, right. No. So a cleanse is kind of simply utilizing, and I would say I would kind of interchange them a little bit different, you know, somewhat. So a cleanse and a detox, kind of the goal is, you know, you can have cleansing herbs and cleanses will help kind of flush the toxins out of your body, or some people talk about doing a cleanse to kind of help with the cells and the health of the cells and to make everything kind of work better. So there are definitely some like cleansing herbs and there's detox herbs. When I think of detox, you know, I tend to think a little bit more along the lines of, you know, like liver support and clearing out the toxins mm-hmm. and detoxifying your system and getting all the gunk and the crud out, you know, versus like flushing your system. So that's kind of how I think it. So it's probably just how people think about things, which, you know, probably in this office, you know, we're kind of utilizing the word detox because I think we're thinking more about, you know, cleansing your body of like chemicals and toxins. And this is kind of a good time to do it is in the spring when we're kind of cleaning house. And so that's sure. kind of like the imagery that I want to give everybody is like, it's kind of like when you clean your house and you're kind of purging a little bit and clearing out all the junk from the winter. That's kind of what we want to do with your body.
Absolutely. And we will mention this several times throughout, but we would love for you to save the date of Tuesday, April 27th from 6 to 7. There will be a live panel discussion on all things detox. Presented by Integrated Health Systems. All you have to do is call the office 303-781-5617, and they will get you the necessary information for the link where you can join that. And again, we will give you that before we get out of here again today. Now, we say toxins. Is that just stuff that's in our body that from all the processed foods we eat, or what? What are we really meaning when we say toxins? Because that word has said a lot.
Absolutely. And this is kind of why we're, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm sure we'll bring up a couple times is we're kind of brainstorming right at the end of March, you know, about like, how do we want to do this for April? And Ruth, who's the office manager, she goes, we should do like an education series because of that exact question. It's like, what is a toxin? And so we're finishing up this week and we're actually putting together like videos, like free education videos. so that people can sign up, or people who are part of our newsletter or mailing, they'll get these. But and actually each day we're going to talk about like the different toxins. And so I'll kind of give you an overview. One of the things is food. Food definitely has a ton of different toxins in it, from pesticides, herbicides, even what they put into the ground. So we talked a little bit about what they call like the dirty dozen. Those are foods that would have the most toxins, and the clean 15, those are the foods that are most clean from toxins. But you look at some of like some of the grains, and I've talked to patients that live in Kansas and Nebraska, and asked them, hey, is this true what I hear? And they spray really, really heavy, Roundup, onto like the wheat crops, for instance. And they spray it like a couple times, but they actually spray it at the end because the grain will sprout one last time out of survival. So, they tell us like, you see like these people in hazmat suits, spraying down all our food, and that's a toxin. Mm-hmm. Easily what is in our house, those are things that we're trying to educate people that have toxins, makeup and your lotion and your soap and detergent and body wash, shampoo. There's so many things that are in our environment that it kind of makes sense sometimes. You're like, geez, who knows what toxins I have, And so that's what we're trying to clear out is some of those toxins that we put on our body or that we consume.
Sure. So let's kind of break it down in, day one. Let's say, we go, okay, we're going to do this. So what kind of is your body going to start telling you real quick through that first 24 hours? Because that seems like if I can get by like 3 days of doing something, I'm good, But man, those first, 48, 72 hours are so hard when you get into these.
As far as doing a detox?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes they can't. I would agree with you. Even when I do detoxes, sometimes, this is going to scare people now. They're like, I don't want to do it. But, it's kind of like, I'm going to answer your question, but, if people imagine whenever you're like cleaning out your storage room or you're cleaning out your bedroom or your closet, and if you ever had a spouse that came down and like, oh my God, what is going on here? And you're like, I'm cleaning the storage, leave me alone. And you're like, dude, I can't walk anywhere. There's junk everywhere. What's going on? And there's dust flying and you're sneezing and sniffling and pulling stuff out of the back. That's kind of a little bit of what people experience those first few days, going through a detox is, that sometimes you can see like your skin might break out a little bit, because your skin is also a detox organ. So if you're kind of pushing some of the toxins through the skin, you might see a little bit of acne. I get personally sometimes a little headachey, because you're moving things around, so then all of a sudden your body's like, what's going on here? I had that stored in the very back of the store shed. Don't you remember? Right. Now you're bringing it out for me to look at. So it's like your body is saying, what's going on here? And it has to deal with it. Sometimes it creates a little bit of allergies. Sometimes it creates, a little bit of immune response, So sometimes you can kind of get like maybe a little achy or headachy. Maybe your sleep was off, maybe a little bit crabby or moody, So those are some of the things that you can see, mm-hmm. but, usually you try to tell patients like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like you gotta create a little bit of a mess, as you're cleaning up your mess.
Right. Now, is everybody different or is there kind of a set time that we could call it optimal number of days for a detox?
Oh man, everybody's so different.
Yeah.
There's definitely people that won't even feel anything. They just kind of go through and they're like, I feel great. This is awesome. Thanks, doc. And then, other people that, they're like, my face is breaking out. Why do I have acne? I haven't had this since I was a teenager, And sometimes it's right away. Sometimes it's a week. It's all over the place because I think everybody is different. Some people, their detox system, you're kind of pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's almost like the dam broke, so to speak.
Right.
Other people, their system was already kind of moving pretty good, so you just had to facilitate it a little bit better. So everybody's kind of a little bit different on that for sure.
Now, I think some of us have in our minds, okay, if we're going to detox, that means we're not eating anything. We're maybe drinking some different fluids for a certain number of days. First of all, is that true?
Yeah, there's definitely different detoxes. That's kind of in this office. I'm not a big fan of doing stuff like that. Okay. There's definitely detoxes. There's there's a program back in the day called like Master Cleanse. And
yeah.
Some people still do it. We just did like lemon lime water and with maple syrup and cayenne pepper. You know, I actually did that when I was in grad school. A bunch of us did it. so I've tried that one.
you tried that once? Yeah.
I tried that once, yeah. you know, I know some people who do like water fast, juice fast, you know, things like that. But, you know, you don't have to flush out. You know, there's been moments in my career where I'm like, I'm going to flush you and I'm going to explain why and we're going to do it. But you don't necessarily have to do that. You know, a lot of times you want to eat clean. I mean, and part of this whole detox is trying to educate people on, you know, here are the foods that do have higher levels of toxins. And so if we're going to clear them out, then, yeah, let's talk about what is it like to eat healthy and eat clean foods so you're not putting in toxins as you're trying to clear it out. So for us, it's really important to eat healthy mm-hmm. And then using some of these herbs that help support the different phases of liver detox or your detoxification system.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us from Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Steadman has been kind enough to offer our listeners a free initial consult. And all you have to do is call 303-781-5617. You know, I heard something just a couple of weeks ago, and it said through this whole pandemic, and they said the average, this person I was listening to, gained 29 pounds over the last 15 months. So I don't know where that fits for everyone, but we could probably all use this, no matter if you didn't gain anything, just to do this cleanse to detox, I should say, to, you know, just flush out your body and get a fresh start, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with you. I mean, I've seen some of those patients, you know, where you can tell they haven't done much. You know, and they've gained some weight. And, you know, and we're starting to hear, too, patients like, I've gained weight, I got to lose this weight, you know, which is kind of another, I mean, this is such a great time to kind of work on your weight as the weather's getting better, you know, and it's gorgeous outside and we can take more walks. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of another reason why we kind of picked March. We're like, hey, we should talk about this weight loss and cleansing, detox, changing your diet, getting your weight down, you know, because your weight and your fat stores your toxins, you know, so we don't want to carry that weight. We want to get rid of that weight. And so if we can slim you down, you know, by eating healthy and helping your detox system, then we can, you know, we can decrease that burden by decreasing fat cells. And so it's just a great time. And I think if people were thinking about doing a detox or doing a cleanse or doing some kind of like weight loss program, this is a great time to get started before the summer kicks in.
No, you're right. Absolutely. So once again, the date is Tuesday, April 27th from 6 to 7 p.m. Hey, it's worth an hour to invest in your health for your time. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. And once again, they will get you the necessary link for this. It will be a live panel discussion. Dr. Steadman, the rest of the team there talking about all things detox. And so probably going to do that myself with you, Doc. no doubt, some toxins there. All right.
Yours is easy. We just have to stop the bluebell and everything.
Exactly. Hey, real quick, let's do Barber's Foods. I told you that stuff was good, didn't I?
Yeah, it is really good. Okay. Well, yeah, and I think that's, yeah, part of it too is like, yeah, you talk about foods and, you know, and Barber Foods and, you know, what he's doing is great because you're consuming meats that don't have toxins,
yep,
that are locally owned and that are organic and humanely treated and on and on and on. So, yeah. So some of the education like this and like what he has to offer, it fits in with this because, you know, if we're eating locally grown, you know, non-chemically soaked foods, mm-hmm, you know, and organic meats, I mean, that is a great way to start. And I think that's part of our 5-day education that we're sending out to people, you know, and we've done all the videos now. So we did a bunch of like 20, 30 minute videos and talking about different products, but you can slowly start working on detoxifying your household. You know, so is that changing your toothpaste 1 week? Is that changing your deodorant another week? Is that going from a harsh chemical kitchen cleaner to something that is more, you know, organically based that you can even make on your own? I mean, some of these things you don't have to spend a ton of money. You can make. So we're trying to give, and that's kind of our purpose, is actually educate people and say, hey, here's a company that sells, you know, meat that's healthy, and here's locally grown, and here's what to look for foods, and here's the type of makeups and cosmetics and lotions that you should put on your body that are healthy. And I think if we start with those things slowly over time, it's not as overwhelming, mm-hmm. and people can make some really significant changes in what they're consuming or putting onto their skin.
Well, I think the hardest thing for all of us, I mean, we are kind of in that instant gratification and instant success at everything, and we're all looking for that magic pill where we can eat what we want, lose weight, no exercise, and you know what? This whole thing of getting healthy is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And if we look at it like a diet, so to speak, rarely are you going to have long-term success, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it took a full year of being in lockdown to gain almost 30 pounds, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, you can probably shed that off. But, I mean, you got to work on getting that off. So, I mean, a lot of times you could do a cleanse and you'll probably drop 10, 15, you know, and you still got another 10, which requires, you know, a process of eating healthy and going for walks and working out and, you know, all those different pieces. It's, yeah, I wish there was a magic bullet. I mean, I think everybody would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was looking at some things before the show, too, and one of them just talked about all these whole detox things, limit alcohol, which probably none would be better, focus on sleep and drink more water. Those were the top three of this one article I was reading. Would you agree with those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went to Jake, and, you know, we're kind of brainstorming and said, like, how do we incorporate Jake into this? Mm-hmm. You know, because he does counseling. We're like, what does that have to do with toxins? And it was interesting because I think it was Dr. Maynard. He was like, oh, we should have Jake talk about toxic relationships. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like that because it kind of fit into the theme, you know. And then Jake was like, I want to talk about stress and toxic stress and, you know, what that does. So it kind of fits into that. Yeah, you drink enough water to flush out your cells. And we talked about that in one of the videos. And then because we even talked about water as far as, like, making sure you're using, like, BPA-free, you know, bottles, like, right. bottles that don't have chemicals for your water. So we talk about water, and then Jake's going to go into, like, relationships and stress and anxiety and all those different things. I mean, that could be super toxic as well. You know, it's not the same chemical toxin, but it can really affect, like, weight gain and, you know, mm-hmm. the ability to lose weight and the ability to function and sleep. You got to have good sleep. So, yeah, I would agree with that. And that's kind of why it was fun to pull Jake in and say, hey, I want you to do, like, day four of this whole detox thing.
Right. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
But I think people need that.
Right. And then another thing, it said eat antioxidant-rich foods. So what does that mean?
Antioxidant-rich foods. So when you get into antioxidants, those are your anti-inflammatories. So when you eat things that produce inflammation, they also produce, like, oxidants, or they call it free radicals. And so you want to quench those, and those are your antioxidants. So usually you look at those rich foods, like blueberries, you know, are really, really common. But the crazy part about that is, and this is part of, like, even our discussion, is part of your, like, dirty dozen are foods that have a lot of chemicals are things like strawberries. So you think, well, strawberries have antioxidants, but they don't have a shell to protect the fruit. And so as you're spraying down the fruit, you're spraying chemicals on top of those strawberries that if you don't wash them off, then you're just consuming chemicals. Gotcha. So it kind of stinks that you could think you're doing everything right, but then you find out you're kind of still not doing things right. And that's where it gets frustrating, because you're like, I don't understand. I'm eating the way I'm supposed to be. I'm not eating fast food. I'm eating berries, but the berries are sprayed with chemicals. What the heck?
Exactly. You know? And then someone asked us to go through this. I guess we should all eat foods high in the prebiotics, but some asked for a definition of, they've heard of the probiotics, prebiotics. How do you define those differently?
So prebiotics, so, you know, we have our, so we kind of take out the term pre and post, we have biotics. So we have our bacteria.
Okay.
So we have this normal amount of bacteria that's in our digestive system that really supports gut function, brain function. I mean, you name it. I think it's part of that microbiome system we've talked about on the show, on how big this whole microbiome is. Well, probiotics are bugs that you, like a probiotic supplement. So you take a supplement that has a bunch of bacteria in it, and that's what feeds your gut. So those are your probiotics. Then they have pre. And prebiotics are certain fibers and things that feed the bacteria. So you're not taking bacteria as a supplement. You're taking supplements that feed the bacteria that you already have in your system, and those are called prebiotics. So those are going to be a lot of your healthy fibers and, you know, eating, you know, like leafy greens and, you know, just all your healthy foods that do have really good fiber. Those things really support and create prebiotics.
Okay. My brother-in-law wanted me to ask you this. He went, he lives in Virginia, and his doctor actually told him to, boy, he needed to cut down on his salt. So I wanted to ask you a kind of a salt question here. Do most of us use too much salt on our foods?
It's a good question. Yes and no. When you get into a lot of your fast foods, packaged foods, box foods, pre-made foods, a lot of them are very, very salty. So they have a lot of salt, which can be a preservative. So you tend to see that people who eat a lot of fast food boxes, things like that, packages, they tend to have a lot of salt. Now, salt can both be beneficial and it can also be inflammatory, which makes everybody scratch their head going, oh, well, I still don't know what to do. So you want to make sure, like, sea salt is the best kind of salt to get because it has more of your minerals like magnesium, potassium, you know, iodine, chloride, and things like that. And so sea salt is actually can be really beneficial for you. It can also support people that have low blood pressure. It can actually be supportive of that. On the flip side, you have people that have too high of salt, and mainly because of processed foods. And so, you know, if somebody was to eat naturally and healthy, they probably wouldn't get that much salt. So you don't see too many people over-salting their food. Like at the dinner table, it's mostly from packages.
That's
what they need to cut down is all those packages, and they'll probably see a big difference.
Once again, if you're just joining us, there is going to be a free webinar, All Things Detox. It is Tuesday, April 27th from 6 to 7 p.m., brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. And once again, Dr. Stedman, his team will be there, and we'll be going through all these things that we're talking about today, about detox and really breaking it down so we can all understand it. I think a lot of us have heard these different terms that we've already talked about, toxins and all that kind of stuff. But they're going to break it down, and then 303-781-5617 is the number, and they will give you the necessary information for that link. Now, have you had people – go ahead, Dr. Well,
I was going to say, absolutely. And I think with, you know, people who are listening, the live panel, so if you're listening to us each week and staying on top, we're actually, as an office, we are starting to really love these live panels. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for people to actually ask us questions. So we're on – it's almost like doing like a Zoom conference call. So everybody is live, and you can chime in and say, I have a question, or you can type a question, and then we'll answer it. So it's really kind of fun. You get to talk to all of us. And, man, I tell you what, an hour goes by.
Doesn't it go by fast?
Oh, my gosh. It is kind of fun. And we're all like, every single time we get done the next morning, we're like, that was kind of fun. That was really fun. And everybody in the office loves it. So you're kind of getting just us kind of raw. And you can ask questions. You can stump us. We can talk about things. Please join in. There's no hook, there's no sales, there's no gimmicks, there's no nothing. You know, it's like, you know, we'll promote that if you want to do a consultation, you know, that we'll put up a link and you can schedule a consultation. And if not, then it was great seeing people on the live panel, and we'll see you on the next one. So that's as complex as it gets. So
sure.
Yeah, call the office.
Well, I think this is something that's rare is, you know, because I mean, we're all different. You process the certain questions certain ways, Dr. Maynard, you know, Jake, Lindsay from the dietary side and nutritionist side. So, I mean, I'm sure you've mentioned to some of them, hey, did you think about this? And like, oh, wow, I didn't think about that angle of it. So, man, you never get that opportunity to get four or five experts, so to speak, to help you.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, like, sometimes we're just talking, and then all of a sudden, like, you'll see Dr. Maynard pop off and go in a direction. I'm like, oh, that was – I never thought of that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And you know what else you can do? You know, and then all of a sudden, like, starts sparking something else. And then all of a sudden, you'll see, like, now we're starting to see – it's kind of fun. We're starting to see people actually, turning their video on, where the first time we did it, nobody would turn their video on. It was just us. And now you're starting to see people, like, turning their video on, and they're actually engaging with us. I'm like, this is kind of cool. Like, we got some people on the video. We have some people posting questions. It's actually kind of turning into a lot of fun. So, yeah, so sign up for that. Join our newsletter. You know, follow us on Facebook, you know, social media.
Absolutely. Once again, the number is 303-781-5617. Last couple of minutes, but let's talk about blood work. Because, man, I tell you, I love how you guys do this and the different panels that you run and all that. So some people may have said, you know what, I have done all this before and never seen success in, you know, weight loss or whatever. It may not be your fault. Now, that's not true for everybody because most of the time it is our fault, but can be thyroid or whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah, blood work is great because we can break it down and we can look at, for instance, liver and gallbladder enzymes. You know, are those systems not working where you can't clear your toxins? We can look at thyroid and we can say, is it your thyroid? Is it a conversion issue? Is it related to hormones? We could look at inflammation markers and say, are you just inflamed and that's why you can't lose weight and that's why you ache and your joints hurt and your brain fogged and you're not sleeping very well and your energy's not great? You know, there has to be causes, and blood work is one of the cheapest and most comprehensive ways of identifying somebody's metabolic system to find out why they're not getting the goals or not achieving the goals that they want.
Right. Once again, save the date. April 27th, that's a Tuesday from 6 to 7, call the office, 303-781-5617. They will get the necessary information to you, the link for that, and it will be a great time to really get a good understanding. Listen, this would cost probably hundreds and hundreds of dollars what you're going to learn in 1 hour from the team at Integrated Health Systems and on detox. So, Dr. Stedman, as always, sir, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to our next visit.
All right, Scott. Have a great week.
All right, you as well. That is Dr. Shane Stedman. It is Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. Free initial consultation. All you got to do is mention Your Health Matters. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.